And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Every show's got a theme, and today's theme is style. My first guest taught us to use the style and etiquette of texting. She also warned us about the dangers of the internet for both us and our children. My next guest is going to teach us how to train our brains to relieve mind clutter, mental fatigue, and other symptoms so that we can approach our work with style as well. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Dr. Dennis Marnus is board certified in both neurotherapy and neurofeedback, and is also a biofeedback instructor. He holds 6 other certifications in neuroscience as well. He pioneered discoveries in brainwave technology and therapy using frequencies that add in memory and cognitive processing. This work has been applied to populations with addictions, post-traumatic stress disorder, attention deficit disorder, Parkinson's disease, a lot of other diseases out there. Dr. Marnus holds his PhD in education and psychology from Southern Bible Institute and Seminary in Augusta, Georgia, and he holds a master's of science in neuroscience from Laureate University. Welcome to the show, Dennis. How are you today?
I am doing great, Billy. Thanks for the invite.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure. Thank you for being our guest today. So you head up an organization called the Brain Tech Institute, and one of the things that you use to help patients is called behavioral relationship feedback. What is behavioral relationship feedback, and how does that differ from, say, biofeedback or neurofeedback?
Okay. Every part of the brain has a direct relationship with another part of the brain or the body. Therefore, it is all based upon how well the two sides communicate. For example, if you're depressed, we're able to snap people out of depression quite quickly just by teaching them how to displace that thought or move that information to a different part of the brain. Biofeedback will use equipment to guide you, and they put the onus on you. Well, we teach you how to do it yourself. So, It's fun. It's an easy process. You could do it while you're sitting at your desk. You can do it driving in your car. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. But there's no need in feeling bad when you can feel good.
Yeah. Oh, I would agree with that. Now, what is really remarkable, and one of the real big reasons that I had you on the show, is because of your own personal story. Mm-hmm. And it's a fascinating story. Would you mind sharing with my listeners about your story and how you started the Brain Tech Institute?
Well, what happened is one day I was driving home from work, and I felt like I'd been stabbed in the chest. Well, I pulled off to the side of Phil Frontage Road there, just north of Ventura County. Yes, I have a long history of Ventura County.
Yes.
And stopped over before you get to Main Street, where all the RVs park.
Mm-hmm.
Opened up the door to my van, hoping to get some fresh air, some cool breeze, what have you. And I can't tell you what happened after that. I don't remember getting home, how I got home. But the doctors told me that I'd have a... I'd had a stroke, and that because of the location of the brain, I'd have difficulty talking, and I would never work another day in my life. And you know, those people that know me believe that, because I still don't talk normal. and I'm having too much fun to call this work. So.
Well, you sound like you've fully recovered. So how could the doctors have been so wrong? How did you get yourself turned around?
Well, I developed a technique that worked for me. And it took me about a year and a half to, going through trial and error. I mean, I had a lot of bad days. I had some really ridiculous days. But 2 or 3 days a month, I'd have a decent day. And I was riding with my mother coming back from a furniture show. Back then, building children's bedroom furniture was a hobby of mine.
Oh, okay.
And mother thought that, well, we heard somewhere that if you get around something that has a near and dear memory to you, it might jog the memory, might bring things back. And it didn't. But on the way home, Mother was listening to some music from the 40s, early 50s or something like that. But it was way before my time. It was before I had a chance to attach a memory to anything. But there was a interlude in that song, a small portion of that song, and all of a sudden, I started getting some memory started getting some ability to talk coherently. That lasted for about 40, 45 minutes. Then Mother was astute enough to go out and find the CD. she brought the CD home to me, and sure enough, there was a six-second interlude in that song. Now, I paid my way through college back then as a studio musician, had a multi-track studio in my bedroom, and it took a little time, but I was able to loop that sound, and then I scoped it, recorded it, and I began to feel better. And it took some time, but eventually I started talking fairly normal again.
Wow.
And we'll just fast forward. In 2002, one of my NFL buddies introduced me to some people over at Job Corps. And we went over to Job Corps, and they wanted to see if what I did for my brain would help the brains of these students over there.
Mm-hmm.
And these students started making some serious turnarounds. I got involved then with Bill Gorbeck, who was at the time the president of the California School Counselor Association, and he and I began to work to tweak this to where we could help students with focus, attention, and learning skills. And from there, we've had fun putting this together, and since 2002, we have assisted over 9,500 people with everything from ADHD to stress-related illness. And if you go to the website, they're braintech.com or braintech.org, either one, you'll see literally hundreds of other people's stories of how they have applied the technology. And it's gotten to the point now, Billy, where we're going to be able to start doing online workshops to teach people how to do this for themselves.
How very cool. We're talking to Dennis, Dr. Dennis Marnus, everybody. And, Doc, you left out the secret sauce there. So let me recap the story of your own personal recovery. Something in that six-second segment of music really jarred a memory in you as a musician and started to bring you out. What is it in the brain science that triggered that? What was the memory that actually brought you out of this?
Well, what happens is that sound has several components that make up what we can hear auditorily. When you break down the elements of sound and put them into their special compartments, I came up with 16 different elements to that sound. Different parts of the brain respond differently to things like frequency, vibration, pitch, tonal control, types of waves, things like this. And what I do is I will first create what's called a brain map. I'll place electrodes on someone's head, and that will tell me what's firing, what's misfiring, what's not firing. And I will identify where that is within the brain. And we have it now to where we can send out three signals at a time. You can go to any store probably and purchase a CD that will help relax the global brain, mm-hmm. or stimulate the global brain.
Right.
Now, what happens if you've got depression going on within the brain? And let's say the amygdala, which is the...
the fight or flight.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. And let's just say that's sending a false signal, and that signal is creating havoc in the basal ganglia, which is very close to the frontal lobes of the brain. And because of its close proximity to the frontal lobes, it can affect two areas very easily. One is called the nucleus accumbens, which is known as the Disneyland of the brain, and another would be the frontal lobes.
Okay.
Okay, so it can really do a number on you as far as messing up the way you feel. It can do a number on you as far as causing mental fatigue, depression, holding you back. And if you're at the job and you got that going on, a CD that's going to relax you is going to relax the global brain, and mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to snap out of it.
So it relaxes everything equally, and it doesn't really change the depressive mood that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
That's right. And so to change what's going on, let's just say the amygdala is swollen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you can relax the amygdala while stimulating the frontal and excite the nucleus accumbens, where they're screaming, got it, instead of got to have it now, or instead of crying the blues, you cut off that signal, you change within a matter of minutes. And now instead of having to use all the equipment, we found ways that you can do it while you're sitting at your desk.
Well, now this is interesting, and we've got a lot of people listening to the sound of our voices right now that are sitting at their desk. They might even be depressed about the work that they're doing. We don't know.
Yes.
But
right.
The reality is that, you know, some of them are going, oh, this is all very scientific. Billy the Brain's gone off on one of his brainiac attacks.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is you've got some tips, some things that people can do listening mm-hmm. to the sound of our voice. Give us some ideas of what those are.
Okay, for example, everyone can breathe.
I hope so.
You people know how to properly breathe. Everyone can hear. Few people can listen. Everyone can look. Few people can see. So the first thing that we do is we teach you how to hear, how to listen. We teach you, instead of looking, how to see. We teach you how to get oxygen to the brain. Now, if you're sitting at your desk and you're folded over the top of the desk, bent at the waist, you are limiting the amount of oxygen that's going to your brain. And you're inviting brain fog. You're inviting mental fatigue. You're putting stress on your shoulders and your neck. You don't have to do all of that. Better posture, deeper breathing. You've always heard breathe from the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're getting a better exchange of oxygen even while you're sitting, while you're breathing. We have a device invented by Jeff Zimmerman, one of our buddies back in Connecticut, that will vibrate when you're leaning too far forward at your desk. Well, try sitting back at your desk. Try sitting up straight. Take a nice, deep breath. Do you know when you smile, your brain doesn't know the difference in a fake smile and a real smile? When you laugh, your brain doesn't know the difference in a fake laugh or a real laugh. It's still going to release serotonin. It's going to release the endorphins. And when you adopt an endorphin, you're getting those good things into your brain. You know that the endorphins is like the body's morphine.
Yes.
And it's 200 times stronger than morphine, and it can put you in a good mood real fast. So, if you can't stretch and yawn, okay, what's happening when you're stretching, when you're yawning? You're bringing in a lot of good oxygen. If you can't do that while you're sitting at the boardroom table, you can stretch your legs out under the table, point your toes, tighten the muscles, and then bring them back. Take a nice deep breath.
All right, now that's interesting. We're talking to Dr. Dennis Marnus, everybody. Pointing the toes. I mean, mm-hmm. instinctively, I do that. I just do that as a stretch, particularly during long meetings, as you just pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it that about pointing the toes that helps either improve the posture or open up the lungs, the diaphragm, for more breathing? What is it about just pointing the toes that makes us feel better?
Well, when you point the toes, you're stretching the muscles from the hips down. And as you stretch those muscles, you're putting stress on those muscles. Those muscles are loving it. They don't get enough oxygen as it is if you're not exercising regularly. But when you point the toes and you're stretching, and then when you hold it for a few seconds and then release, I like to hold it for at least 7 seconds and then release. Some people can't go 7. Some people can go much longer than 7. But you do it at your pace. And when you do this, you're bringing in oxygen. Now, your body needs the oxygen to the brain.
Yes.
You had a question. I'm sorry.
No. I said, yes, your brain absolutely needs oxygen. No, I was going mm-hmm. with you there, Doc. I was rolling with you, Dennis. I was going there.
Don't leave me now, Billy. So the stretching is good. The deep breathing is good. Water is excellent. Get up, drink water. Take a little walk to the water cooler, come on back, because your brain loves the water. I have a lot of fun with people who are sitting on my chair. We have the electrodes on them, we're measuring, and I'll offer them water. And almost instantly, you can see changes in the brain. And when I take a drop of blood, put that under a good dark field microscope, I can see changes in the blood very, very rapidly. Water is an excellent source. But now let's say that you tried that.
Okay.
Hey, let's say you still have some mind chatter. When we have mind chatter, it's hard to stay focused.
Yes.
And I've looked at some people that would not be able to focus if their job depended on it.
That's me.
What we do, yeah, is it helps to touch your forehead. I'll even put a small round Band-Aid on someone's head just so they can feel. They have a point of reference.
Now, wait a minute. Just touching the forehead, in the middle of the forehead, to the side of the forehead, where exactly do I need to touch it to stimulate this?
Okay, yeah. I will either touch the middle of the forehead, kind of between their eyes up a little bit, and then I will ask them to close your mind to all thoughts and just focus on only the touch or the feel that you have right there at your forehead.
Okay.
Now, they're coming to an extreme focus. And as they come to the extreme focus, now they're doing this at their desk, whether it be school, boardroom, or the classroom, it doesn't matter, home, wherever. You bring yourself to an extreme focus where the only thing that you notice is just that touch on your forehead, touch of the Band-Aid, touch of your own finger, touch of someone else's finger, but you are able to bring your attention to that spot. Take a nice deep breath, hold it for about 5-7 seconds, and then slowly exhale for about 5-7 seconds.
All right.
This time, you're keeping your attention on that touch. And what you're doing is you're releasing stress, you are beginning to relax, and you're beginning to bring your mind to one single thought.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, and in our workshops, we teach you how to go to that state and how to be able to create and focus so intently that mind chatter does not have a chance to interfere. So that if you're sitting in the classroom or the boardroom, you're able to have focus on what's being said. For example, when I'm working with NFL, there's only two voices on the field they need to listen to. That's the center who's going to call the snap, the quarterback who's going to call the play. If you listen to anything else, you can be drawn off sides. You can become frustrated. You can become angry. You know, when the guy across from you is trash talking your mama, your girlfriend, or whoever else.
Yeah.
So it's easy to lose focus at that. Number two, we help you expand your visual range, because if you can take in more bits of information with focus, you are able to see the teacher, understand what the instructor is doing. If they're doing some sort of an illustration, you're able to use your brain to follow what is being said.
Dennis, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. But people who are listening to the sound of your voice that are interested in learning more, where would you direct them to go?
BrainTechInstitute.com.
And spell that, because that is an unusual spelling of tech.
It is. It's B-R-A-I-N, as in brain, then tech, T-E-K. Then the word institute.
BrainTechInstitute.com. We've been talking to Dr. Dennis Marnus, everybody. Fascinating stuff on how you can relieve mind clutter and get more focus in your life. Check out his website, BrainTechInstitute.com. Dennis, thank you so much for being my guest today on Brainstorming with Billy the